Wahaka Tuatoru, Section 3, Describing Things, Kupu Āhua. Ka āhua taka o te reo, to afar. Grammar Point 4, He and Ko, Non-verbal Sentences.
Although we haven't yet covered in depth the words he and ko, we have described some of their functions through the previous books. We've looked at he for asking questions, pene. He aha, what? He aha te utsu, what's the cost? He aha ai, why? And ko has been used when we did our pepeha and introduced people's names, pene. Ko wai to hoa, who's your friend? Ko kura tōku hākui. Kura is my mother. Both words will usually come at the beginning and are used in non-verbal sentences, which are the ones where no action is being carried out. There are a number of different structures for he and ko, so we aren't going to go through and identify them all now, but instead just concentrate on a few basic ones. We'll start with ko first. Ko, then a noun or kupu kikokiko, then a ropu ti and another kupu kikokiko. Ko maioha, tōna whaiaipo. Remember, this is the structure we use to build our pepeha in te hū o moho too. Ko auraki te mauka, ko waitaki te awa, ko takitimu te waka, and so on. When using he for describing and classifying things, we're likely to have two commonly used structures. The first one has the kupu kikokiko following he, and then the kupu āhua or adjective. Then the kaupapa or subject. He tāne pūrotu tōku hoa rakatira. My husband is a handsome man. He tamaiti hoha tērā. That child is a nuisance. The second common word order has the kupumahi or adjective immediately after he and then the kaupapa or subject of the kōrero. He and then the kupu āhua, then the kaupapa or the subject. He pūrotu tōku hoa rakatira. My husband is handsome. He hōhā tērā tamaiti. What a nuisance that child is. He rawe tērā whakaaro. That's an awesome thought. As you'll see from the translations, there isn't much difference in the meaning. It tends to be once again an issue of where the emphasis lies in the kōrero. The main rule you need to remember is the adjective will come either directly after he or after the thing it is describing. You should have a good command by now of some of the common adjectives like good,
pai,
bad,
kino,
big,
nui,
small,
iti,
long,
roa,
short,
poto,
fat,
mōmona,
thin,
tūpuhi,
strong,
kaha,
weak,
koikore,
beautiful,
ātāhua,
ugly,
anuhea,
clever,
atamai,
thick, idiotic,
matakohore,
fast,
tere,
slow,
pōturi.
Once you feel comfortable with the basics, do some exploring in your papakupu to find new and exciting words that you can use to describe your whakaaro. Yes, whanaukamā, it's time to let your fingers do the walking and your kutu do the talking. And those are South Island kutu I'm talking about, as opposed to the ones that hop around in other people's huruhuru in te ika Māori. Naia e tahi atu kupu āhua mō kā kare āroto. Here are some other describing words for emotions. Sad,
pouri,
happy,
harikoa,
cheerful,
manahau,
satisfied or pleased,
manawareka,
talkative or joyous,
matakuikui,
excited, thrilled,
hiamo,
confused, mistaken,
pōauau,
confused or in doubt,
pōkaikaha,
angry,
ready,
vexed,
natu,
anxious,
manawapā,
uneasy,
manawarau.